Can you give us an update on what the Mosquito District has been up to in terms of control this year?
As in the last five seasons, we have been controlling mosquitoes in their juvenile form, targeting them when they are in the water with a bacteria.
It's been an integrated pest management program where a lot of the basis of it comes from working with property owners and working with them to clean up breeding areas and breeding sites where the mosquitoes can start in the juvenile phase. We have been busy. Elizabeth and her crew members are out there with their green trucks and their yellow shirts every day of the week, going on their rounds and trying to do the very best job that they can.
And so how many sites are you working on or treating this year?
Over 500 sites we visit every week.
So that's just the North Fork?
How big is it, Biz?
50 square miles.
And it stretches from the LaRue Creek Valley to the west of Hotchkiss all the way up to Bowie and most of the valleys and then some of the mesas to the south and a little bit to the north.
So it seems to me that the mosquitoes are here a little early. Has the warm weather that we've had this spring and now contributed to that?
Definitely. Higher temperatures mean faster life cycle, so a mosquito can go from egg to adult in a shorter amount of time with these higher temperatures. So we're definitely having to find the water as soon as we can and keep on our weekly schedule, maintaining visits every week.
And you notice the water in the North Fork of the Gunnison is at August levels. It seems like the mosquitoes are out at August levels right now, too.
And in addition to that, it's been an unusually dry year and low snowpack, and some of the irrigation ditches up here are already turning off. How does that impact the work you're doing?
We continue to chase the water, basically. So if it's irrigation-fed water on fields, most of which we have identified, mapped, continue to check every week, then that's what we'll be treating. We also continue to scout new areas that we don't know about, water sources. May that be creeks, rivers, you know, backyard habitats.
Anywhere the water is where the mosquitoes are going to be coming from. And it seems like we have had a large number of mosquito populations occurring in the Paonia town itself. We've received a number of calls from folks who are letting us know that the mosquitoes are out in full force. And I think it's really important that they call and talk to us. And so we appreciate all the calls that they do make to us.
So in addition to the work that you've been doing for the last five seasons, is there anything new this year that you're working on?
Definitely. We continue to provide, or rather adapt, to accommodate the problems that arise. So, our biggest drive this season is a partnership to reduce mosquito habitat, water sources, basically, where they will breed and become biting adults. So partnering with landowners and the Delta Conservation District and the Colorado State University to provide various solutions to mosquito problems.
Could you give me an example?
Say a ditch that needs to be continued from one property to another. We could facilitate a partnership with someone that has this equipment to the landowner and accommodating all of the preceding water rights and whatnot with the partnership and information that everybody has. So, you know, by consulting every party, we can make it happen.
We're finding out that mitigation and working with the landowners is probably going to be the best long-term solution, is a strong word, but the best long-term program to be able to reduce the mosquito breeding habitat.
The Delta County Health Department announced that they'd found two batches of mosquitoes that tested positive for West Nile here in Delta County. And then on the 19th, the State Health Department announced that they'd found mosquito samples in Larimer and Weld counties on the Front Range that also tested positive for the virus. So far, no human cases have been reported, but is this usual for our area? And is this happening sooner than normal?
It's definitely earlier for this year and abnormal. Usually, I just looked back at last year's, we find late July, August positive West Nile virus pools in mosquitoes. And I mean, already our first West Nile virus mosquito pool that we submitted to the state for testing came back hot. And that's scary. And it definitely kicks us into high gear just for more long-term solutions.
What are you anticipating as far as the spread? Can you anticipate what the spread of that will be this year?
With this being an unusual year and we have only been keeping data for the last 5 years, it's going to be really hard to tell. The Grand River Mosquito District has been keeping data for 20 years or more. Do they have any feel for that?
Definitely. I just spoke with the director of the Grand River Mosquito Control District yesterday about this topic. He brought up in 1986 an intense drought, such as we are in. Maybe it's not intense yet, but a drought that higher than normal temperatures, earlier culex and traps, earlier positive West Nile viruses. He definitely saw it become a bigger issue in the valley, but that's not a definite. There's a lot of factors.
Time will tell. It'll depend on whether we get the monsoons. With West Nile virus having been discovered in some mosquitoes here in the North Fork, it's important that everybody does realize that there's a possibility of being bitten by a West Nile carrying mosquito, so that they need to take proper precautions to keep themselves safe in addition to us getting rid of the mosquitoes where they're breeding.
And so what are some things people can do to minimize their risk?
According to the Delta County Health Department, drain standing water on your property, whether that be in a kiddie pool, in your field, allow your fields to dry between waterings, in any containers that can hold water. Avoid dusk and dawn. Use DEET or long sleeve shirts if you don't like chemicals on your skin or any various chemical. There's so many other alternatives to DEET. Make sure that your doors and windows have screens on them. Remain closed as much as possible. I mean, obviously you have to get in and out of your house, but do what you can to protect yourself.
Taking these precautions will assist us in making sure that the likelihood of West Nile being contacted by humans will be reduced.
And how many human cases of West Nile are reported in a typical year in Delta County or in the North Fork District?
It's been changing ever since the virus appeared. Definitely reduced since the peak in 2006
was the year that I got bitten by a mosquito. And then I think there have been a few, one or two, through the years, but it hasn't been, I don't think there's been any human West Nile cases in our district since 2006.
And you were that case?
I was one of them. There was over 20 cases of verified West Nile virus and encephalitis in the county. We think that a large majority of people were bitten by the West Nile carrying mosquitoes, but they just suffered flu-like symptoms. It's only a rare, a low number of people that do become really ill and sick from the West Nile virus carrying mosquito.
For people who don't know very much about the virus, getting bit doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to get very sick, but it could.
It could. It's a small percentage that does. It's taken 6 years for me to recuperate and to be as good as I am now. I was pretty pitiful for a long period of time.
Well, we're glad you're here.
Thank you.
Of the people infected by West Nile virus, 80% will show no symptoms. They will just become immune to that virus and passes through. And the other 20% show symptoms, flu-like symptoms. And then there's only 1% to 2% in Kevin Park's situation that the virus goes to the spinal cord or the brain and becomes encephalitis or meningitis and has long-term effects.
So June 24th through 30th is National Mosquito Awareness Week. Groups like yourself, I imagine, are getting out and trying to make people aware of what they can do to reduce their chances of getting bit.
Yes, we continually strive to provide public education because without citizen help, we can't provide this service. It's definitely landowners telling us where the water is lying on their fields, people calling in noticing water or mosquitoes, and our trap numbers that go up and down. So, you know, and people allowing us to come onto their property and to let us treat and to monitor for mosquitoes. I mean, that's a big request, and we really appreciate everyone's permission in that.
I know that a few years ago, there was a different method being used for mosquito control that was relatively controversial among certain parts of the population here. Are you finding that the larvicide treatment is better than the fogging or that it's been more effective?
Statistics show that it is more effective to get the mosquitoes in the breeding site as compared with trying to get them when they're flying in the air with one precise droplet of the fog because it has to be applied directly to be able to kill the adult mosquito. It's a better use of money, but the fogging is one of the arrows in our arsenal. And with the advent of West Nile virus, if we get another positive result from the area where we found the first one, we may have to progress to the adulticide application. It's just one of the ways, and mitigation, education, larvaciding. What else, Biz, could we add to that?
Trapping. That is a new thing for this year, is using the traps that we used in the field to monitor in 20 sentinel sites, we call them. But additionally, outside of that, taking traps into places that we have hatch off, as in Paonia recently, setting traps all over the place, drawing adult mosquitoes in, targeting adult mosquitoes to kill. We freeze them and throw them away, and it's, you know, in a trap, one trap, you can have hundreds of mosquitoes. So we have 9 traps. We can get, you know, about 1,000 easily in a night, which is awesome. And we can target our pest and not affect hardly anything else.
And so if people here in the North Fork are seeing a lot of mosquitoes on their property or in an area around town, you all would like them to call in and make that known to you?
Definitely. The more news we receive, the better we're aware of what's happening out there. What's happening in a home might be news to us. Maybe there's something in the backyard that could just be looked at and easily fixed and solve a couple of neighbors' issues immediately. So we'd love to hear, and please call in and give us a chance to come out and check it out and address the situation and solve it.
We wanted to mention, too, that we're going to have a Cherry Days booth on the 4th of July, and we'd love for people to come along and visit and talk with us and tell us what you're thinking.
Great. Well, thanks to both of you for coming in.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ariana.